turundusdoktor aitab .
Today's case study sounds like that. Dear Marketing Radio team, I am writing to you on behalf of my good friend who has a medium-sized goat farm and produces goat yogurt and cheese. They have circa 500 goats in the farm and they sell the products in the premium stores in Estonia. The problem is that the business is very seasonal and it's very difficult to expand, but the owners want more stable turnover. And the question is, do you have any suggestions what to do?
There's a lot of cool stuff happening now in that space in Finland, because a lot of people are sort of moving away from the traditional model of you know, just going to a store and buying whatever food they have there. And there's a lot of farms, for example, that sell directly to customers. And the reason why people do this is that, of course, they want sort of better quality food, and you know, they might buy maybe like organic meats, which might not be available, and you know, they might want to be able to sort of see how the animals are treated and you know, how the whole thing is done. So, for example, starting a good web store business where you would also sell the products directly to customers, which might then make it possible for you to have like a stock of products that wouldn't necessarily go old or you know, just unusable that fast, and you might be able to then sell those directly to people. So that might be, I think, one good option. It depends on the kind of products that you sell, of course. So I mean, it's a lot harder to, I mean, if the products are something that have to be shipped cold, for example, it might be a harder thing to sell to people directly. But I think there's a lot of farms that are doing that in Finland, at least. So it seems to be working for them quite nicely. I think also the potential money that you just get in from selling to customers directly might be a bit better than by going through the retail stores. So even if that might not help with the seasonality, it might still make it sort of more cost effective, and of course then the turnover gets bigger that way. Do you have any ideas here? Or
yeah, I was thinking also that that maybe in this type of farm they really have the problem with the seasonality, because they sometimes have milk and then they don't, so it's difficult to have the production stable, and that's why it might be difficult also with the ordinary customers in the stores that are used to have the favorite cheese all over the year, not depending on if there is the fresh milk available to make cheese from or not. But I was thinking maybe it would be kind of wise to really during the time when it's high season for the milk and dairy products to focus on that one, but maybe on the low season to more use it like I don't know, like animal park or something, or like a tourist attraction, so people can just go take a look, maybe I don't know, have I don't know, my own goat. I would go there with my two children. They would probably love the small goats there. So maybe I could just, I don't know, maybe not donate some money, but maybe I can buy them some food until they grow up, or to have some kind of different kind of businesses beside there that will use the beauty of the nature and the farming that the people from cities have never seen and cannot even imagine how it is.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. And one option might as well be to try to make the seasonality a strength rather than a weakness. So I mean, I think it's also a good message for people if they understand that, hey, this, you know, this product came directly from a farm that's quite near here. And that's also the reason why it's not possible to get this good quality stuff throughout the year, and just try to kind of like brand it in a way where the locality and the seasonality is what separates that product from the other stuff on the shelves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it might be even that if you go further, and this is like this is the first cheese of the year, and this is the last cheese of the year, and that's it. Welcome back next year if you want to try. So maybe this will also kind of create the demand that people really want to, because it's limited offer what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Summer cheese is always the best, or something like that. So.
Yeah, of course. Or you can kind of explain what they eat and how they are milked and so on. So there are a lot of things to do. And but could you offer them a digital solution as well, or would it be more like this is something that people should see on their own? Or
well, I think one digital solution. Definitely is to have a good website and then try to, you know, for example, work with, you know, let's say bloggers in the food/health sphere and just try to get the awareness of the products out there and really kind of try to brand your company as a really good quality local option, which then might create more demand for the retail stores as well to carry the products, and that might make it possible for you to expand the business as well. So I think just making sure that the people who use the products also know where the products come from, and then hopefully, you know, the animals are treated fairly, and just kind of bringing all this stuff to life and trying to get the farm name as a brand established as well. I think it definitely goes a long way into then potentially expanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I was Estonians are crazy about the webcams. You know, we have several of them. We can see different animals, how they live their life. Maybe they should think about the webcam also showing well, how their life is and where does the milk come from.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be fun to see it live all the time to see what the animals are up to.
Yeah, I believe my children would only drink this milk afterwards.
Yeah, there was actually a funny campaign in Finland around this kind of stuff, where this company started to produce organic milk and organic cheeses and that kind of stuff. You know, just cow milk, but still, not anything new, but still sort of something that hasn't been that easy to find in the stores before. And what they did to promote the fact that the cows that they have are able to sort of walk around freely, and they're not held in these feedlots where one of the other cattle is usually held. They created this campaign where the website would create poems based on where the cows are walking. So if cows are walking into specific areas, the website would then recognize this and create a poem, like a hippie kind of poem from where the animal was. And it's just that I need to find the name of the whole thing, because I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it was a pretty funny campaign, and really kind of brought attention to the fact that the animals are quite free compared to the other kind of traditional cattle.
Wow.
To find that and send you the link as well.
Very good. It's a brilliant idea. Thank you, Jonas. It was so interesting to talk to you with our weekly marketing radio show. And dear listeners, please listen to us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. You know, we really love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.